It's time for a check of local news on Q106. Here's News Director Barry Wright.
Funeral arrangements for late El Dorado Fire Chief Michael McKinney's have been announced. According to the Watson Funeral Home in El Dorado, visitation will run from 4 until 8 p.m. Friday at Duff Kingston Gym in El Dorado, with the funeral set for Saturday at 1 p.m. at the gym. A walkthrough for other fire departments will be at 6:30 Friday night. Burial will be held at the Raleigh Masonic Cemetery in Raleigh. McKinney's passed away Saturday. He was 71. He served as fire chief for almost 30 years. He also served as vice chairman of the Saline County Board for almost 20 years. No injuries have been reported after the U.S. Geological Survey reported a magnitude 3.8 earthquake near the Montgomery County town of Olmedt, Illinois, early today. People reported feeling the quake in St. Louis, Springfield, and other cities in central and southern Illinois. There were no immediate reports of damage. Illinois Republican gubernatorial candidates have no shortage of criticism for current Governor Jamie Pritzker. Jim Talamonte has more.
2022 GOP nominee Darren Bailey joined Ted Dabrowski, Rick Heidner, and James Mendrick at a forum in East Dundee Monday evening. Bailey explained which Pritzker-era priorities he would reverse first.
The Trust Act must be repealed. That's the very reason we're having all these problems in our large cities. The Safety Act must be repealed.
Businessman Rick Heidner said it is ridiculous that Governor Pritzker is pushing legislation to tax law enforcement pensions.
You know, these people work their whole lives. We promised them when they came to work for us and they protected us, we promised them something, and they deserve it.
The primary election is March 17th. I'm Jim Talamonte.
Tickets are now on sale for the 8th annual Hamilton County Food and Brew Fest, happening on Saturday, February 21st at the Big Red Barn in McLeansboro. It'll run from 6 until 9 p.m. This event allows you to check out our area's best food and brew. Tickets are $25 in advance and $35 the day of the event. Limited souvenir glasses will go to the first 100 adult tickets sold. You can find a link to register and buy tickets with this story on our website's news page. For more news, go to Q1063.com. I'm Barry Wright. Have a good evening.